this. Everything is A-OK. This is hot.
Rodent Rotary.
Rodent Rotary. Rodent Rotary. Rodent Rotary.
For the students, by the students.
Rodent Rotary. For the students, by the students.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Rodent Rotary, a podcast made for Rhodes students. Here we'll be discussing everything Rhodes University, the good, the bad, and the ugly, giving students a peek into what Rhodes University is all about. This podcast series will feature a broad spectrum of stories ranging from lighthearted and fun to hard-hitting topics. We aim not only to provide entertainment, but to also give our listeners advice, encouragement, educate them, and offer a safe space. We are all in this world to learn, unlearn, and relearn, so why not give others that platform? Today we are going to talk about Rhodes University experiences, mental health, and alcohol consumption. This podcast is brought to you by students from the podcasting class of the School of Journalism and Media Studies at Rhodes University. My name is Mihle Mdashe, and I'm a member of this class. Members of our team were tasked to go out and gather information from current students with the goal of giving you a variety of perspectives on what we discuss from people who have experienced Rhodes for themselves and continue to do so. So please, sit back, plug in your headphones, and join me as we slowly make our way through all there is to know about Rhodes University. Before we dive in, I feel it is vital to set the scene for you. Rhodes University is found in a small Eastern Cape town named Makanda, previously known as Grahamstown. Made up of many quirks and distinctive characteristics, Makanda is certainly a place one can never forget, Rhodes University equally unique. One of our members, Abigail van der Hoeven, takes us on a journey to ask students about their experiences at Rhodes University and all that comes with it.
University, a chapter in one's life filled with challenges, independence, and new experiences. I want to know what it's like for students attending university, specifically Rhodes University, in 2022. I went and found students sitting in their natural habitat with their friends outside the cafe or the courtyard by the library, socializing or working, and interviewed them about Rhodes University.
What has been your personal experience of attending Rhodes University so far?
It's definitely been a whirlwind.
It's been quite a hectic one, I must say.
It's a nice place, yeah, but like the academics, yeah, academic pressure is too much for me.
Yeah, the same. The academics is just painstaking, you know what I mean?
It's been a crazy experience, a lot of fun. So I got the full experience on my first year in 2019. And then 2020, the pandemic came, so that messed things up for everyone, so that was taken away from us.
I've experienced everything at Rhodes, from happy moments to depression, anxiety, to like all the good and the bad, to be honest.
Rhodes was very much an introduction to the real world.
Yeah, no, I sort of agree. I've got lots of experiences that Rhodes has taught me.
Many of whom have a great love for the university and all it has to offer.
I'm taking half a science degree and half a humanities degree, and there's not many universities that really let you do that. Like, it's a very cool aspect towards Rhodes that I found quite interesting.
I'm having a lot of fun, I must say. I've managed to graduate in 2022, so it's been a great experience at Rhodes University.
Rhodes is such a unique place. So yeah, we're in final year now. We're obviously robbed by COVID of 2 years, but I'm never going to have the opportunity to just be a student in this town ever again.
However, nothing in life comes without challenges.
Firstly, I used like to mistake lecture places. Like, I would get lost a lot of times.
School is a challenge as a whole, so I guess that's one of my biggest challenges, facing academics, yeah.
My mental health, like figuring out how to deal with it, how to cope, how to take care of your mental health.
Learning that discipline, because it's striking a like balance between being, you know, doing what you're here to do, which is get a degree and get good marks, and learning how to balance that with taking your opportunities. So that's the one thing that I struggled with the most.
Yeah, just to touch on that, I think law has really helped me find that balance. But initially, going out and partying and knowing when to split up your time is inevitably going to be something that you struggle with.
The workload. I mean, first year, it was all right, but second year is way more and there's a lot of submissions. But other than that, just like, yeah, you know, just workload. It's just a lot more than I expected.
The transition from school to university is overwhelming. So I asked the students what they wish they knew before attending Rhodes, in the hope that they could help any prospect students with preparation before coming themselves.
If you're coming to Rhodes, buy lots of water cans before you get here. You can't drink any of the water in this town, so you're going to need like standard big cans for wherever you're staying, res, anything. That would just be my big thing.
I wish I knew that I had to be financially stable enough. Because of my life here, it's so expensive. It is so costly to live here.
I just wish I knew that there was this much work. If I knew that, then I'd probably be prepared.
How much drinking takes place at the institution?
You need to make hard decisions also when you're in varsity that affect you, and you need to make decisions according to what's best for you and literally block out everyone, the parents, the friends, the expectations, and do things for you.
Find yourself and identify who you are and use that to your advantage to build who you want to be when you leave university, I think.
Rhodes University is somewhere that has numerous flaws and challenges. However, it also has its attractions and quirks. All of these things are what makes Grahamstown and Rhodes University the place that it is today. Here we aim to tackle all the aspects of it, good and bad. Here we provide the uncensored Rhodes University. Take it how you want, but here is our story.
There's a phrase that has been circling on social media, and it says, Rhodes pushes you to the edge. Andiswa Dlamini sheds light on how university can negatively affect one's mental health and how little people speak about it. Most of us know mental health is a big aspect of everyday life, and therefore, when students face challenges and difficulties, these things affect their well-being. Everybody has different triggers and coping mechanisms. Andiswa takes a deep dive into mental health at Rhodes University, and particularly what causes and affects students and their mental health.
Mental health is getting more and more recognition, and the stigma around it is slowly disappearing. But what about mental well-being of students? For years, the topic of mental health has been a huge taboo. It has been shameful to admit you need help. The truth is, among students, anxiety, depression, and eating disorders are extremely common. Higher education students' mental health has been a growing concern in recent years and even before the COVID-19 pandemic. The stresses and restrictions associated with the pandemic have put university students at risk of developing mental health issues, which may significantly impair their academic success, social interactions, and their future career and personal opportunities. In this narrated interview, a number of students were interviewed and asked to rate their mental health from a scale of 1 to 10. They then later had to give a short description as to why their rating was that way.
My name is Leander Dube. How I would rate my mental health would probably be a 5. Yeah, a 5. It's usually at 7, but for the past few weeks, I could give it a 5 because there was a lot going on. Like, I had tests, submissions. I've been battling a lot of submissions and tests and due dates. So it's been really hectic for the past few weeks. That's why I would rate it a good 5.
Many students highlighted many reasons, and some were anxiety, relationships, life being difficult in general, school piling up, workload, and them wanting to give up in most cases. I'd probably rate my mental health a good 3. Well, if not a 5, obviously, because like some days are better than others. And the reason why I do this is because It oftentimes depends. Like one day I'm good, the next I'm not okay. Simply because I, for one, do struggle with like mental health problems. So it's a thing, you know, one day I'm good, the next I just want to jump off a cliff, because like when things get like too much, I just never know how to deal with that. So my mental health is definitely a 3, if not a 5, when I'm with like people, like my friends and my family, but it's definitely a 3. School is a lot. There's just so much that's required from me. The transition from high school to university has just been hectic. The COVID has just been hectic. Life in general is just so unfair. Life in general is just so unkind. So my mental health has really deteriorated over the years because of those things like that have contributed to it being like this. So my mental health is definitely a 3. Yeah, it's in shambles, unfortunately. Siakowa. This was followed by different answers from numerous students who were asked the same question.
So, from a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your mental health right now?
About a 7, but that's only because I am on treatment. The treatment is for anxiety. So without that, I'd be on a like a 2, maybe a 1, if need be. 10 being the best, right? Because university is really challenging. And I failed before, which brought a whole lot of baggage this time around with me. And it made me really anxious in general. But then because of the workload and the expectations and the unpreparedness of certain lecturers and things like that, does add to the anxiety, which makes it so much worse.
A 4.5. Why? Because, you know, like academics, you know, relationships, friendships, just life being difficult in general.
5. I don't know. I'm just going through a lot. Yeah, school. Yeah, just a 5.
I would probably rate it 6 because I haven't been having a good amount of sleep. Work has been a lot. I don't think I've been good eating well, but for some reason I've been surviving pretty much okay. So it's not too bad, but it's not good as well. So it's 6.
What would you rate your mental health right now?
6.
Why?
Because I really can't, I'm really struggling to balance my, to be in order in my academics. Yeah.
From a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your mental health right now?
A 6. Because, yeah, sometimes I feel like I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And then I have to be positive.
What makes you feel like you can't do it anymore?
Workload. The workload is too much. Yeah, it's overwhelming.
I hope that this gives all of you an insight in terms of what areas to watch out for and what areas you can prepare yourself for mentally. Rhodes University has a counseling center that is at the disposal of students should they need it. To find out more information and get contact details, go look on their website on www.ru@ac.za.
Hang on to your seats because we're about to give you more.
The drinking culture at Rhodes University can be considered to be quite large. While this is an attraction for many, it's not often viewed like this by all. Some people look at the drinking culture as something that is unhealthy for one's mental health and can have negative impacts on academics. Mihle Mdashe and Okambale Tunsomi address how they view the drinking culture at Rhodes University as hugely glamorized and overrated. Here they dig deeper into why people choose to drink and why as often as they do, uncovering the underbelly of alcohol consumption for many students.
I, Mihlim Dashe, along with Ukamvele Tunzomi, went around campus to ask students how much alcohol you consume and if you have noticed significant changes in your consumption. Additionally, we asked you what made you realize that there are changes needed. From the survey that we collected from 70 people, 45.7% of you drink because of your mental health, 34.2% say you do not drink because of your mental health, and 19.2% of you say that maybe you drink because of your mental health, maybe not. From this, we asked you, what advice would you give to students coming to Rhodes University or those who find themselves in similar situations? Hello, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Bongiwa Mabena and I'm a student at Rhodes.
Hi, I am Mikolo Majali, a Rhodes University student.
How much alcohol do you consume?
It depends, yes. Like, sometimes it's once a week, sometimes it's twice a week. It just really depends.
My alcohol consumption is a bit irregular because I can go a while without drinking, and then I do drink sometimes, so it's quite irregular.
I do not drink during school weeks. No, I don't do alcohol.
Comparing your alcohol consumption from this year to last year, has there been changes?
Yes, I have. Last year, there was a time that I drank every weekend, like twice a week, basically, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, there has been significant changes because this year I drink less.
What made you realize that you needed to make some changes in terms of your alcohol consumption?
Because alcohol is the thing, it intoxicates you. So even on a Friday, if I'm to drink alcohol, Saturday when I wake up, I'm not fully myself. Saturday, I can't fully function. So I abstain from alcohol.
My parents advised me to stop drinking because things were getting out of hand. And knowing that alcohol is never a solution, rather that it helps you, it just postpones them, doesn't ease what you're going through.
Well, because I'm doing my second year of study, and then I saw that it was a bit more challenging because we started doing face-to-face classes and it was a bit more challenging on my schedule. So drinking also made me fall behind on the work that I needed to do on weekends. So when the time came for me to do my work, then I had to rush through everything. So that's why I saw that I needed to change.
What advice would you give to students who are in similar situations and those who are still yet to come to Rhodes University?
I would say if you're partying, party responsibly, because like have your priorities set out, because it's easy to get distracted and by fun times and having fun with friends and just partying all in all. However, you should always set your priorities straight and know what you came here for, because groove is not going anywhere. So you just need to set your priorities straight and know when it's time to work and when it's time to groove.
Finding that balance between having a good social life and doing well academically is harder for some students than others. If you find yourself being in this position of using alcohol to cope, or are seriously struggling to find that balance, or any other alcohol-related struggles, please reach out to the Rhodes Counselling Centre mentioned earlier. All the information is on their website.
So why Rhodes?
Best part for me is meeting people that are very much more diverse than where I'm coming from.
I wanted to study ichthyology and it's only offered at Rhodes, so I was like, easy, I have to come here.
As I was thinking, like, it's surprising that like, how different it is on campus. It's like a different world.
Culture, the students, and just the diversity and just that. And yeah, the people, actually, the students. I think they make the school what it is.
This is my third year in BA, majoring in Human Kinetics and Economics.
A in BSc, majoring in Chemistry.
I'm studying a BA, majoring in HK.
I am in second year, I'm studying BA, majoring in Legal Theory and Industrial Psychology.
So, what surprised you?
Definitely think the people and like the small town aspect of Rhodes. Like, you can go everywhere and anywhere and you'll always find people you know.
How small the town is.
How small it is.
I think how small it is. You know, I didn't think it would be this small. I knew it was a small university, but I didn't think it would be this small.
What's special about Rhodes?
It's a great opportunity which most of universities would offer to be academia. It's like they're kind of like teaching you to go to work, but Rhodes actually offers you an opportunity to integrate beyond the horizon of study and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, coming from like a big city, I didn't expect to enjoy myself so much in a small town.
I never had a proper look at Rhodes, and what really surprised me is actually just how beautiful the campus really is. There's always these little like nooks and crannies of campus that just have like this beautiful old architecture, all these like stunning fountains and like arches, and like you just gotta look and find them, and they take your breath away every day.
I think the people are nice. I didn't really expect that because I hadn't been to Eastern Cape, but the people are really nice, so yeah.
It's one of Rhodes. Being a res, I love my res.
I ended up coming to Rhodes like really last minute, and it was honestly the best thing I ever did, so yeah.
So, as you can tell already, Rhodes is quite a diverse place with a lot to offer. Sure, it has its flaws, but what place doesn't? This is the first of many episodes that will discuss all things you ought to know before coming to Rhodes. And even if you're already here with us, I guess you can say we're almost like Rhodes Survival Podcast or Rhodes Roadmap. Just joking. We have come to the end of our first episode. Don't forget to keep up to date with what's happening on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram at rodent.rotary. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Turn this up. Everything is A-O. This is...